Okay, take up a clean substitute for House Bill 128, first. And that was by the State Affairs Committee, at layman succession, the Office of the Governor. And, does anybody have a chance to read that, dude? Now, give everybody a minute to finish reading.
What does the reflective law say now? Are you reading now? You know what the old law said, as far as succession, is that the same one, two, and three?
C seems confused. It says if simultaneous vacancies occur.
What does that mean, if they're both killed or something in one town, or?
Yeah, but it doesn't speak to a single vacancy where if just the governor is.
In that case, the lieutenant governor moves up to governor.
Well, let's talk among it, talk about it all among ourselves. Let me have counsel.
Yes, I recall the situation was that everybody thought that it would be a good idea to provide for special election procedure, right? So that if, in the event that there are simultaneous vacancies, there would be an interim appointment consisting of one of these people listed, and subject to special election. Now, the way this thing reads, and I just read it briefly, the way it reads, it looks like, all right, it's got to be, the special election itself has to be not less than 60 or more than 90 days from the day of the vacancy, all right? But if the vacancy occurs within 8 months of the date of the general election, there will be no special election. The interim appointments will remain, and there will be a new election when there's a general election. Okay? Now, the issue, I guess, for people to debate is whether 8 calendar months is a good time period, whether that's reasonable. I know we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what that meant.
Conform with other law?
According to the draftsman, that conforms. Now, it's hard to say since everyone seems to be having a hard time conceptualizing the problem, you know, the time problem. But it seems to me that's reasonable. The 8 months is reasonable. I don't think that gets anybody into trouble. But again, I think it's pretty much a policy decision. at this point.
I mean, 8 months.
You don't like that?
No. I mean, conceivably then, it takes 90 days to schedule an election and...
No.
55. Well, 60 to 90.
It's 60 to 90 in this.
But it has to be, yeah, you got it right. Between 60 and 90 days, you've got to schedule it.
Because, you know, the vacancies occur in March or something, or April. I suppose it'd have to be March. I'm trying to back off in November.
Yeah.
What would...
Let's see. October. October, September, August, July, June, May.
March.
I lost my fingers. Did you get any?
Yeah. Well, that might not be too bad. It just seems as though you'll be having theoretically, you can end up with a special election in May and a primary election for governor in August. And
who are you looking for, Dan?
Yeah.
He got his suitcase while ago and I asked him where he was going with and he said on the fourth floor. I guess that'd be finance. I wonder where he's going on a trip like that. That's where he is.
Yeah, he might be in finance. That's finance. Okay, it's personal again?
Yes.
Okay. Would you call house finance? Okay, so what we were debating, whether it's...
Whether 8 months is a good deal.
Well, I got no problem with 8 months.
I don't either, actually, but, you know, if you leave it with as the same as applies to the United States Senator, it'd be easier, but I don't care about it.
Okay, well, there is some mention of that in here. What's this E on page 2, line 13?
That applies to anything other
that's
than
my
eight
mistake.
Months.
Come to think about it, that's a six-year term. That's a little different.
Yeah, I think that's why the drafter decided to do it a different way. That applies to all the other things, just that I think that the basic procedural requirements for special elections. That's how I read it. Although, let's be sure, is 15 years?
I've got one other question in while he's looking that up. On line 10, second page, candidates for the special election shall be nominated in the manner provided for the nomination of candidates for general election. That means you have a primary and a general election.
Yeah.
Well, then the 8 months makes no sense at all. Because theoretically, then, within the space of 8 months, you have two primary and two general elections for governor. And by the time you've elected the governor at the first general election, you're in the middle of the primary campaign for the second general election.
We're pretty well covered. You got to go through four people. If we've gone through four people, man, where the rest of us aren't here either, along with most of the state, so.
We've only gone through two.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'm thinking in terms of speaker and the president, there's nothing wrong with him serving as governor for an interim period, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, this just covers procedural matters. Like voter qualifications, etc.
And I still have a problem with the 8 calendar months. You know, assuming the vacancy occurs in February or March, it's, you know, May before you have the first primary. You don't have the election till July. You know, the first general till July, then you get another primary in August, another general in November. Seems like, you know, too tight a...
What would you suggest?
I don't know, but...
Do you want to expand that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem any sense to elect somebody who's only going to be...
Well...
2 years and 5 months. They use 2 years and 5 months in the Senate term because that would be 5 months prior to the next general election, right? That's a 6 year term. Why don't we just do away with a special election altogether?
Well, that would, of course, that's, you know, that's the way it started. That's the way the original, and everybody thought it'd be smarter to provide a special election. That would be a fairer approach. So that's why this was drafted. Yeah, I mean, that's maybe the ultimate policy question.
How about next general election?
Well, that's just like saying that it won't be a special. That's just saying that the interim appointments are valid until there's another election.
What's wrong with that?
Next general election. Yeah,
nobody has any problems.
There's nothing wrong with any of these approaches.
You guys are all arguing for special elections. Zingers there. Now that we did it, why it's hard to goddamn conceptualize the math, see? You know, all this sort of stuff. So it started off real simple, and then we wanted to be equitable
you did.
And democratic. Now don't you point your finger at him, Lathine. You're guilty of this.
I wasn't even
here. Let me just say next general election. And that means it's always less than 2 years in any case.
You do it.
No. Well, imagine the time would be 2 years.
Say I withdraw that
day. I'm sure there's a problem with that. It's just that I can't.
Well, the problem is the partisan, Zinger, right? The Republican governor goes down. The speaker, the president of the Senate's a Democrat. He occupies it for a year and a half, 2 years. So you should pick up on this.
If
the lieutenant governor's not around.
This is a simultaneous vacancy when both we're number one, number two go down.
Yeah.
Right, we're in the representative. You know, but somebody should have rather than just an appointment.
If that happens, though, I think we should be looking at a little stability. If that happens, we should be looking at a little. If we lose both of them on the same day, you know, I'm not too concerned about the partisan.
Okay, well that's what I argue. Yeah. Okay. Well, we've come around full circle to continuity and stability. I don't have any problem with that, because it's going to cut. There's probably more of a, I mean, if you take past history as an indicator of future history, the odds are that the replacement for the House and Senate, the odds are to be a Democrat. Okay? Because it's the speak more often than not, or the president. Okay, all right.
But you have to understand the time is on our side.
Oh yeah, no, I know it's getting from bad to worse. So what do we want to do?
You want to go back to the why don't you look at the original bill and see?
Yeah, let's all read over the original bill then.
Yeah. Is that the only change?
I'm reading Swanson's bill.
Yeah, I think that was the only change that we requested. As I recall, I don't think I remember.
Just went back to the original bill then.
You withdraw your objection.
I did. That was you, not me.
That wasn't mine. I never was. I think we'll pass this one
down. Oh, there's another change up on top. Final change to the order of succession to the office of governor on an interim basis.
Can we change the order?
No. Well, just go back to the original bill, right?
Yeah.
But that interim thing was because of the special election.
That's what that's about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just go back to the original bill.
If you don't want
bill.
A special election, I don't think anybody had any problem with the bill except for the fact that it didn't have a special election provision. Right. Okay.
Okay, serve the unexpired term of his predecessor, however, if more than 2 years of a gubernatorial term remain, and there is an intervening general election, the person should serve as acting governor until the general election. Described by law, appointed person to the office of lieutenant governor in accordance with the record. Okay, so then the speaker or the president. Points and how's that done?
Did you get your message?
Commissioner.
Yeah, so he'll take office and then he'll appoint a commissioner to. He would theoretically take office and appoint someone to succeed him in the event that he was wiped out, and that person would become the.
Okay, we still have the effective date clause change though.
The NAEP was changed, right? Takes effect in 1978.
Yeah, I thought we had...
We changed it.
Did we resolve that?
Yeah.
Or did we do that on the... I thought we came up with that December 19th.
I didn't know if we'd resolve that. Okay, you want to...
We can just do that.
That's not the... Yeah, we can do that by...
It was to take a place December, 1978? The day that the new
December
government takes
December 10th
off.
Or 7th or something like that.
When the new governor takes office in 1978, this act takes effect.
Yeah.
And that's already been moved.
Yes, December something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So that's the only change to the old bill?
Yeah. Oh, NACAC got the message?
Okay, after that he's on his own.
There was two messages.
What? After that date he's on his own.
He's still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we've adopted that amendment on the December 78th. Okay, that'll be worked up by council and submitted along with the bill. We'll pass it out then. House bill, original House Bill 128. Okay. Well, that was a very interesting process, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good healthy number.
My partisan power was turned way down today.
Give me back that bill. I'll take my name off it. You'll change your mind next week. Why do that? Let me see who you got on that thing. Did you get Kelly on there? He didn't want him.
He didn't make up his mind.
I'm thinking about that.
He's thinking about that.
I don't. That last paragraph, I don't know about that.
He thinks that might be.
And we have that effective date change, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be effective.
We haven't discussed this bill before, huh?
Coming up with the Swanson bill here, huh?
Yeah, the Swanson bill. It's going to take care of all the write-in problems.
People's bill.
Just house cleaning and cleaning.
Yeah, just a small house cleaning bill.
I'll read to you why I want to. What do you mean by hustling of people in a high up authority can really disrupt the law?
I got to figure out a way to get Kelly off that rules and regulation outfit and get on there myself. I'd love to get on that.
Yeah.
Where was I when all that good stuff? You didn't even want on it when it first got here.
Well, I had other choices.
What did you know?
Let me bring up a
review of regulation.
Bring up something on this freedom of information. I wanted to have a bunch of evening meetings this week, but everything's getting soft on that because of social stuff. And, just to take care of regular business and then do evening meetings, or just a marathon number for this week. I thought it'd be a good experience for a number of committee members that hadn't really marked up a substantive bill. And there is a certain, degree of controversy on this. So,
yeah.
Thinking about it, thought I'd do a subcommittee. And give those who are appointed 2 weeks to bring it back to us, and then it can be shipped off to judiciary. We have two members who sit on the committee that are on judiciary, Dankworth and Miles. So I was going to, and there's, I've already talked to NACAC. Ed, you don't mind sitting on it, huh? You'd like to sit on it. Okay, and we'll just. Lock in Miles whether he likes it or not, because the only other two guys we have are two chairmen that have other stuff to do. I can't.
What is it, three?
Yeah, it'd be three guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll appoint that subcommittee at this time for the record, and it'll be NACAC chairman and Miles and Dankworth members. And for them, their charge is to, and council will help out and can be available. you know, at any member's discretion. You know, and just to mark the dude up and punch out the issues and then bring us back the bill within 2 weeks of this date. Or, and it might vary, you know, the proposals, and then we'll look over it. I guess it has to be in committee substitute form, so that might be, if we can just have a specific report in 2 weeks, which would be today's Tuesday, we can just have a report, maybe it can't be cranked out for purposes of reviewing it. If we can shoot for a 2 week date for a report by the committee, and of course NACAC will have the primary responsibility. But I don't want to hang the sponsor out there to dry for too long, because he's interested in having it move on to the next committee. But I thought it was important enough to allow the debate. Now, that doesn't mean that when that committee substitute comes back, we can't debate it fully here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
It still has to go.
Yeah, we still have to get four people to pass it out. We can have debate on it then, but it'll somewhat short-circuit the time problem that we're having.
Is there any more testimony to be heard on that bill?
I think we're waiting for people to send their memos in pursuant to their testimony. I don't think there's any more.
Nobody else has asked to testify.
No.
No.
So one of the procedures will be to sit down with their suggestions and just go point by point the bill. And I'm available. Maybe we can work out a time in the near future that we can sit down with a sponsor and go through it.
Right.
Somebody from upstairs.
Yeah, Charlie will be more than happy to avail himself of the stuff.
Who's the deputy honcho here? NACAC?
Yeah, NACAC. Okay, we'll take up House Bill 103 then. Red, you're on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. One of the reasons that I introduced this legislation, because I have been a victim three different times in elections fighting candidates. And one time, at one election, it was fatal. I didn't get elected. And about every dirty trick in the books was used, because I was a victim at that time of Eric's campaign, and every known trick and dirty trick. I ran against that kind of an operation and I lost an election. And I took my affidavits of violations of the law to the Attorney General's office, and he just laughed at me and said, "Hal Swanson, you're a poor loser. Just skip it. And if you're a loser, you're a loser." And I said, "Well, it's in violation of the law." And he said, "Well, we can't do anything about it." And he cited a bunch of cases in Arkansas and Texas and somewhere else. And I said, "Okay, I'll just go out." But I went out. Those 2 years I campaigned like hell when I was out of office, and I was reelected. But it came to mind, probably closer to us, what's happening in rural Alaska in elections, in this election between Joe McGill and Nels Anderson, and anything that could happen in our history. And if we had a real good head of our election code, and I'm not talking about Patty and Polly now, how many of these things wouldn't happen? But if you'll allow me to just go outside of the bill for a little bit and talk about what happens in a small community, especially a native village, when two candidates are running and two groups of people in that village take sides, and where there is a violation of the law, and one group's candidate loses, and there's a violation. Forever and ever, for years and years to come, that will fester, and it will come up in a half a dozen different ways to divide that small community. And it just deteriorates and doesn't help a bit to have these kind of things happen. I wrote this piece of legislation specifically to put some regulation on the book, on the books on write-in candidates. Excuse me. Regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you lose an election in the primary, I think you should take your licks like I had to do in the general election and lick your wounds and come back and try at it again. But so many times, if you're defeated on a candidate,
there's your.
I
he was asking, I am, or God, or somebody, we were saying, look out.
Come here, Flip.
Well, I had a great.
Yeah, that's.